Hello. Welcome to the Home for Anime. It's me, Cameron. And I think it's time for another homie check-in. I don't know if I should call it a phenomenon, but there's this thing that I think we all go through, where we're trying to figure out what exactly we should do in our lives, or maybe I should say what we should have done. And that leads me to today's anime and this amazing title that I got from someone off of my anime list, which thank you for this. And the anime is Masaki Yuasa's The Tatami Galaxy. And I thought it would be interesting to call this one What to Do with This Life after the title that was given in conjunction with this show. So I want to read this. I usually don't, but I want to read this description to you so that you can get a glimpse of what the show is about. One autumn evening, at a mysterious ramen stand behind the Shimogamo Shrine, a lonely third-year college student bumps into a man with an eggplant-shaped head who calls himself a god of matrimony. Meeting this man causes the student to reflect upon his past 2 years at college, 2 years bitterly spent trying to break up college. Sorry. 2 years bitterly spent trying to break up couples on campus with his only friend, Ozu, a ghoulish-looking man seemingly set on making his life as miserable as possible. Resolving to make the most out of the rest of his college life, the student attempts to ask out the unsociable but kind-hearted underclassman, Akashi, yet fails to follow through, prompting him to regret not living out his college life differently. As soon as this thought passes through his head, however, he is hurtled through time and space to the beginning of his years at college and given another chance to live his life. The Tatami Galaxy was a show that was a bit hard for me personally to get through for a few reasons, and that may be surprising to hear because it actually ended up being one of my favorite shows. First and foremost, a friendly warning. This show is very fast-paced. I mean, they talk really fast. It's almost like you have maybe 3 or 4 seconds to read subtitles because they're just rapid paced speaking, which is actually very clever for a show like this, because as he's hurtling back through time only to end up to where he is again, as this happens multiple times, as we're introduced to all these multiple scenarios, they last an episode, 2 episodes, and that's because time passes by so quickly, and we never really realize that until after the time has passed. Because we see the upperclassman who doesn't actually have a name, so he mainly is called Watashi, you know, I. So I just call him the upperclassman. The upperclassman continues to get back to where he is, and every time he finds himself having some sort of new regret, this feeling of I had this opportunity, I had this opportunity, that opportunity, and I just didn't do what I wanted to do. Now, is it funny? Yes, the show is hilarious. The show is also beautiful to look at. I really love the style that they went with. I think Yuasa is a genius for the way that he executes this, but that's just because he's my favorite director. But it's also a really good show, which is why I'm talking about it. Seriously, check it out. But we don't really understand until we get to a certain point in life that life moves by very quickly. I really love the way that they captured that. I do. And I also really love that no matter what he chooses, every time that he goes back in time to try some new club or some new social circle, he always ends up having some sort of regret. Looking to the past as if the past can change anything. As somebody who has been relatively antisocial for a majority of my life, I can't say that I ever thought that I wanted to ruin anybody's relationships or even that I was jealous. I really just wanted to be left alone, but I also found myself kind of yearning for certain connections that I wouldn't make until later on down the line. And once I made them, I found myself thinking, what if I had done this? What if I had done that? And then I would have completely different circumstances. But what is so amazing about this show and what I carry to this day and why I love watching it and rewatching it, no matter how many different scenarios you go through and no matter how many simulations you've run, you know, like that joke of when you're in the shower and you think about a million different ways to win an argument that happened 3 years ago, it doesn't work that way. All you can do is ruminate. The past is a lesson, multiple lessons for sure, and that makes it a very powerful tool, because while we can't change the past, what we can control is the present and how it may affect our future. Thus, what to do with this life. See, when upperclassmen kind of comes to this breaking point, he's done going through all of these dream scenarios and he ends up in the true present, where all he's doing is laying in his room that is a tatami mat. It's full of tatami mats. And he just has to kind of think, well, what now? And he gets more clarity and he makes a choice of what he wants to do moving forward, because that's all he can do. That's all any of us can do. And I'm not going to use the term victim of circumstance, but what I will say is we all have certain circumstances that influence the way we've acted in the past and the way that we act now. And there are people who will say, oh, well, you know, you got to make the best of a bad situation. Well, that's not necessarily true, because we can't always do that. Sometimes we are in a low enough place that really is not the best thing that we think of for ourselves. It's not always, I have a terrible credit score, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to wish for a magical genie to make this right, so that way I can buy a house by 30 and somehow miraculously find a partner, start a family, and have the good old-fashioned 1950s American dream. It just doesn't work that way. You're not going to come up with some amazing answer. Sometimes all you're going to do is fantasize and daydream. Sometimes you think, what is the answer? And sometimes you just have to sit with the fact that you're not okay. However, there will come a time where you will be able to actually sit back and think. Not necessarily who am I going to be, what's going to happen in the future, but what do I have to do? What do I want to do? And what can I do right now? And how can I use that to influence my decisions, my interactions, my actions? What can I do with this life, knowing what I know from my past, so that I can have a better future? What can I do to successfully finish my college run, to make it in the workforce? What can I do to win the heart of my Akashi? What can I do to get rid of my toxic friend Ozu? How many more lessons are there left for me to learn? What can I learn today? What will I learn today? And what will I do with that moving forward? These are the questions that I think we all inevitably find ourselves asking. And even if the answer doesn't come right away, it's just great to know that, if nothing else, we are thinking that we have the ability to try and work towards what is better for us, which, mind you, looks completely different for each and every one of us. That aforementioned American dream that I talked about is not what I want at all, by the way. That was just a little example. What I want and what I need, it's probably going to look different 3 years from now than it does today. And really, what to do with this life? Explore. Explore all of the possibilities. Not just the what ifs of the past, but the what ifs of the future. Something worth being excited over. Something to make the heart flutter. Something to get the endorphins pumping. We do have that ability. We have the ability to somehow, and as I always say, if you have the support of others, which we all deserve, it makes it a lot easier. The ability, we have the ability to overcome. And we have the ability to hope for the answer. And we have the right to hope and want better for ourselves. And I can't speak for anyone else, but that's what I want to do with this life, is see what better looks like for me and somehow try to attain it. And luckily enough, I have some really good friends and family and mentors that can maybe one day get me on that path once I figure it out and once I make the moves that I need to make. And I'm really excited about that, and I really hope that this very loaded statement of trying to find out what it is that you want to do with your life, which again may change every few years, may change every week. Keep your imagination flowing and hopefully know that you deserve great things. and that you deserve to want better and deserve to work towards it. That's what I got from the Tatami Galaxy, that I've just got to keep moving forward and use what I've been through and what I have to take a step towards understanding what to do with this life. I'm sorry, guys. I know I keep saying it a lot, but that is a cold statement. I love it. What to do with this life. That person deserves a raise at whatever job it is that they're at. If they're in school, they deserve straight A's for the rest of their school career, because that is a cold title and it works so well for the Tatami Galaxy. So thank you, person on the internet who I'm going to have to find. And with that being said, if you want to follow me on Instagram, you can do so at AnimeAlphaGoat. And if you want to email me recommendations, you can do so at ouranimehome@gmail.com. And I just want to thank all of you, as always, for listening. And I really do hope that you are able to attain the best versions of yourselves that are possible, because I truly believe in the goodness, the kindness, the graciousness, and the pure loveliness of all of you. And I hope that you stay well. All right. Bye.